News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Hey, weren't we just on the air a little bit ago? Yeah, we were. And can you imagine if this was, if that first game was overtime? I mean, they're already starting the warm-up clock. They just started it, so we'll start it as well. Welcome back. It is the second game of our doubleheader. The Class D quarterfinals between two undefeated teams, the Franklin Lady Purple Devils and the Oriskany Lady Redskins. Second time for Section 3 to be represented by the Lady Redskins, this time undefeated Oriskany. And so we are settling in for yet another one as I try to get some of my stuff away. Okay, so both teams undefeated. There's no real surprise here. Both teams have some good players and some real support players as well. Class D, you tend to get a team that has one, I guess for lack of a better term, superstar or marquee player. And both teams have that. Although every eye is going to be on Jordan Beers from Franklin. Don't forget that there are girls out of Oriskany. They're not undefeated by a fluke. They are here because they've got talent as well. And they have a mix of two, they have starters of three seniors and two sophomores. So that's something to take a look at. So we're going to take a break, of course, because we're just underway. So we can't do that without mentioning our great sponsors, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, the tip-off show, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, 7 Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Here's a disclaimer that I need to read for the afternoon, and that is this broadcast, like all of ours coming up to this point, is a presentation of WCDO Sports, and rights are granted by Section 4. Last time I can say that, because anything beyond here is New York State Public High School Athletic Association. And so anyway, rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited, and we will take a look at both teams. I saw Franklin play a little bit in the Tri-Valley Championship and listened to a little bit of Billy Blake's play-by-play last week, so I know, of course, of what Franklin can do. And I've talked to the coaching and the athletic director at Oriskany, so I know a little bit about what Oriskany can do. So unlike the first game, I am somewhat unfamiliar with these two teams, so I will get a lesson just as much as you will listening. Hopefully I can make that picture known. All right, so we'll step away, hear from our sponsors, come back and talk about Franklin and Coach Mike Dutcher and Angela Meese and her Oriskany Lady Redskins and the Class D. State Class D girls quarterfinal basketball game on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy
different. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, and a well-deserved break for yours truly that lasted all of about 90 seconds. But anyway, boy, oh boy, I'm looking at both teams warm up, and they are intense. This is going to be a good game, and maybe these guys are, or these girls are going to put some points on the board, or will it be another defensive grudge match like the first game was? Speaking of the first game, engineer Joe Gardner has let me know that the first game has already downloaded or uploaded, as the case may be, and is already available at WCDOsports.com. Anybody from Cooperstown or Harpersville that made the venture up here and then and could not listen and then heading home, you can download that on your mobile device. So WCDOsports.com. And the archives will show that game is already up on the website of WCDOsports.com or WCDOradio.com. All right, here we go. Cooperstown and Harpersville now in the rearview mirror, at least for this guy. Coming up, the Class D game. Let's start with the Oriskany Lady Redskins. I've done Oriskany before about 10 years ago when they had a good run of girls softball teams. They seemed to play Afton for about a 2 or 3 year stretch in the early 2000s, and always had a good program. Their athletic director is still there, Tom Meese. His wife Angela is the coach, and they have won their second straight Section 3 championship. So congratulations to them. And how they got here, they had a first round bye, just like Cooperstown did on the 15th of February, and then they defeated Poland High School 53-32. Insert your joke there if you want, I guess. 15-3 first quarter run and a 26-6 halftime lead. There wasn't going to be any turning back. And their leading players are, to remember this name, Christina Grazade. She is the leader in everything. 8 rebounds a game, 16.5 points a game, 43 blocks total for the season. That's 2 per game. 38 assists, 43 steals. She makes it happen. She's got 42 free throws. Don't know how many she's missed. Don't know the percentage. Doesn't matter. They average about 52 points a game. So Grazade had 19 points and 8 rebounds. Another player to listen for is Jordan Saul. She's made 100 field goals, second only to Grazade, and she's averaging 10.5 points a game, second to Grazade. She has 14 points, also 8 rebounds. and Shannon Van Shufflin. And boy, is that going to be a tongue twister for me. But she's the leader in three-pointers with 30. She had two in that game against Poland, the only her only points. So I'll call her Graz. Graz, Saul, and Van Shufflin all leading the way there. The second game at Onondaga Community College, the semifinals of Class D. They defeated Sackett's Harbor even more so, 52-21. They had a 32-12 halftime lead and, again, never looked back. Graz today had 20 points, 8 boards. Madison Zizzi. Now, there are two Zizzi girls, Madison and Brandy. And Madison in that game had 17 points. Madison, according to this, averages 7 points a game, so she probably had her season high in that game. Van Shufflin had 9 assists in that ball game. Assist. Can you believe that? She's easily their leader in assists with 6.7. Jordan Saul had 9 steals in that game. She's not the leader in steals. That's Madison Zizzi, who had 4.1. And then in the finals at the Carrier Dome, Little Oriskany beat New York Mills 40-37. Now, they got out to an 11-5 lead in the first quarter. The second quarter was a 6-6 stalemate. So this one was definitely possession-oriented. But out of the 40 points, out of the 40 points to win the Section 3 championship at the Carrier Dome, Christina Grazade had 31. She also backed that up with 17 rebounds. I don't have her height, but I believe she's about 6'1". And she obviously can handle the ball. She obviously can get to the basket. She obviously can get to the free throw line, because out of the 130 free throws made by Oriskany, she's got 42 of them. For the Franklin Lady Purple Devils, I have even less statistics than I do for that, for Oriskany. That's one thing I neglected to do. I never got a hold of Mike Dutcher. Didn't even get a chance to talk to him across the way, but I've seen them play, so I'm kind of familiar with them. So anyway, Franklin got a first round, did not get a first round bye. They actually had to wait for Milford and Cherry Valley Springfield to play as a play-in game. They had 17 to fill 16 spots. So Milford won that game, and the right to face Franklin, who beat them right away 67-44. Jordan Beers, the very familiar name, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Marissa Cawley, who averages in double figures as well, had 13 points, 21 rebounds. And Haley Downen had 11 points and 10 rebounds in that game. Franklin then went on to win over Skenevis by 10 in the semifinals, and then in the quarterfinals, I should say. In the semifinals, they defeated Southern Cayuga. And in the finals last week, a game heard on WCDO defeated Morris after trailing at halftime by 1 point. I think it was 18-17. They came on to win. And, of course, the big story there was Jordan Beers doing the damage in that game. They outscored Morris 14-5 in the third quarter and then just outlasted them from there. 51-37 was the final. In that game, Jordan Beers had 12 rebounds and she had 33 points. Many of those after halftime. Morris defense had shut her down in the first half, but they were unfazed. And, of course, Franklin has more than just Jordan Beers. Also in that game, it was Marissa Cawley with 9 points. So the two of them combined for 42 out of the 51. And I got the scores. I got the highlights. I mentioned some of the top players for Franklin. And I've got sheets of paper all over the place. Yes, they have Jessica Downen, who is a sophomore. Marissa Cawley, who is a junior. Jordan Beers is a junior. I know they have a ninth grader playing, Mariah McNeely. And Haley Downen is one of only 3 seniors on this team. Kristen Heidenreich and Lindsay Hike are the other two. So just 3 seniors on this team for Mike Dutcher. He has got a bundle of talent coming back to the floor. And it's a purple day for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. And we want to cite some of our sponsors for today's game, and they include Franklin Businesses, Shindello Federal Credit Union, and Dawn's Deli. Also, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, the Otigo Family Dental Practice, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. Going to step away because they're going to do, of course, it's now about 3 minutes of. I don't know if they're doing an anthem, but we're going to step away our final break, and then we have basketball Class D style. Girls between Oriskany and Franklin, both teams are undefeated. At stake, a 9 a.m. game against Livingston Manor next Saturday at Hudson Valley Community College. So we are a state Class D quarterfinal game live on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate people logging in as well, but extra sponsors today include TEPCO Automotive of Bainbridge, Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, Amerigas and Robert Sycare of Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney, NBT Bank in the Belden Hill Golf Course in Harpersville. This guy is good. I just love this PA guy. We've gotten along very well. And I think what they're going to do, yeah, they're going to introduce the non-starters, so gives us a little more chance to kind of calm down here and see what we got. I already know the starters for Oriskany. They will be Madison Zizzi, a sophomore guard, number 3. Christina Grazade, that's the name I'm going to say over and over. And if I just say Graz, you'll know that she's cool with me. Senior forward, Brandy Zizzi, a senior guard. Madison's older sister, Shannon Van Shufflet, a senior guard. And Jordan Saul, a sophomore forward. Both teams, I've said it before, undefeated. Is that crazy or what? To get here is amazing, but to get here undefeated is even more amazing. Both teams in Section 3 were top seeds. Franklin was the top seed in Class D in the boys, or excuse me, in Class D for the girls. Harpersville was the number 6 seed.
Senior number 22, Brandy Gauthier.
So, yes. The Oriskany team is in the away uniforms of maroon with white numbers.
Junior number 31, Caitlin Carlo. That's your Oriskany non-starter.
And so the non-starters for Oriskany will catch the Franklin ones. Let's catch these names, shall we?
Number 2, Jessica Downing. Sophomore number 5, Emily Joy. Junior, number 14, Alexis Holbert. Eighth grader, number 21, Paige Fairchild. Junior, number 25, Gary Smith. Junior, number 32, Mara Stalker. And senior, number 35, Lindsay Height. That's your Franklin non-starter. And now,
here we go.
Starting lineup.
Cue the music.
for Oriskany sophomore, number 3, Madison Nuttley. For Franklin junior, number 10, Marissa Polly.
Excellent rebound.
For Oriskany senior, number 11, Christina Rosalie.
Continuing the legend of the McNeely family in Franklin.
Number 24, Shannon Van Shufflin. For Franklin, senior, number 24, Haley Dunn. For Oriskany, sophomore, number 33, Jordan Paul. For Franklin, junior, number 23, Jordan Dean.
A little bit of trivia there for you in the Sydney area. Mike Dutcher was actually started out, as we see three Section 4 officials I know very well. Mike Dutcher started out at Franklin as the JV boys coach when Don Pierce Jr. was the varsity boys coach in the mid-1990s. Remember doing a couple of games out there in Franklin when he was the coach? Mike Dutcher was his JV. Mike's moved over to the varsity girls, and what a program they have built. And, of course, it's built around Jordan Beers, who's got almost 1,900 points. She's sure to go over 2,000. There's only a handful of girls in Section 4 with that, and I've covered almost all of them. Rena Goble from Davenport, Evie Van Houten from Spencer Van Etten, Courtney Mattingly from Bainbridge Guilford, Lindsay Kimmel, and Hannah Kimmel, both from Harpersville. I think they both, I know Hannah did. I'm not sure if Lindsay did or not, because she sat out with some injury there her junior season. All right. And there are others. But here we go. All right, so Franklin in the white jerseys with purple and gold accents. Going to my right, Oriskany maroon and white. Going to my left, our Class D quarterfinal underway. And Jordan Beers gets the opening tap. Beers trying to force her way in, and she's going to be on the floor with opponent number 33, Jordan Saul. And that's possession arrow that, because Beers got the tap, that's going to go right back to Oriskany. They are also the Lady Redskins. So the point guard looks like number 24, Van Shufflin. She's their leader in assists. Cross court, a overplay zone defense, and a shot missed by Madison Zizzi, but the rebound and put back up there by number 11. That name will be said all day. It is Christina Grazade. So she's got two already. She's their leading scorer by far. 16 and a half a game. Beers, an air ball from the top of the key, and that's not unusual, believe it or not. In the Tri-Valley game, she made 3 three-pointers in the first half, but airballed 2 others. So she hits no rim. Sometimes she just doesn't hit net. So to the right side with a 2-0 lead, Oriskany. They swing it around. Madison Zizzi to the left side. A 3-point attempt. It's off the rim. Missed by Van Shufflin. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Redskins will have it. Let's see how they set up the inbounds play. Oriskany on the near side. Van Shufflin will pass in. That's no surprise. Way up top for Grazade. Grazade driving in, and the shot is put up too hard. Rebound. Nice rebound there by Jordan Saul. And the putback up and in by Madison Zizzi. Oriskany means business right from the start here. 4-0 in her first minute and 15 in the game. Jordan Beers is going to be guarded by Madison Zizzi, at least to start out with. I don't know if they're going to go box in one or what. We'll see what they do. There's a shot by Marissa Cawley at the last second. She might have changed her mind, and the ball got swatted away. It's recovered on the turnover by Oriskity, and that's Shannon Van Shufflin running the show. Pass down in low. Nice knockaway by Cauley to the left side. Number 20, that's Brandy Zizzy. Nice pass down low, and the shot by Madison Zizzy settles through. So Madison Zizzy with two baskets on the early going, and she just got a very nice pass from her sister Brandy. Madison Zizzy averaging 7 points a game. She's over halfway there. Here's Beers, our runner in the lane. Blocked by Grazadeh. Recovered by Cauley. The turnaround hook is no good. And the rebound by Brandy Zizzy. Here comes Van Shufflin looking at Angela Meese for the play. Looks like, I think Angela Meese must have played basketball in her day. She looks like she should still lace them up. Probably scrimmages with this team. Her husband Tom is the athletic director. Pass coming into Grazadeh, driving in hard, left side, blocked, but a foul. Foul on Kristen Heidreich.
Franklin foul number 12, Kristen.
That'll be the first foul of the day. 6-0 if you're just tuning in or logging on. Oriskany, a couple of very good possessions to start the game. Some good looks. Grazadeh at the line. Missed the first shot. And let's not forget the troubles that Cooperstown had in the first game. I was correct when I said 7 for 21. I just did the math wrong. My bad. It was 7 for 21 free throw shooting for Cooperstown. Second shot. Grazadeh. Good. It's now 7-0. Oriskany. Franklin has played here three times in the last 3 weeks. The Tri-Valley Championship game, and then the Class D semis against Southern Cayuga, and the Morris final. Long pass cross-court to Beers. One-on-one guarded. She's going to pop it for three. It's up, and it's off the mark. Rebound, Grazadeh. Good outlet pass to Van Shufflin. Oriskany with the upper hand, so to speak. Grazadeh. Traveling. She had a chance to go down low on the pass. Thought better of it. Came back down and right away knew she messed up. Oh, it takes a good person to realize that. Didn't try to get away with it. So a break for Franklin, but they need to get on the board. It's 7-0 with 4:46 to play in the first quarter. That's number 12, Kristen Heidreich, one of the seniors, to Marissa Cauley. Or check yet. Cauley driving in left side. Nook kicks it over to the left side from the baseline. Missed by Haley Downen. Chased in the corner by Heidenreich. Nice hustle to Jordan Beers. The stop and pop at the foul line's good. Jordan Beers scores at the 4:27 mark of the first quarter, and Franklin's on the board 7-2. Lots of fans in this game, just like the first game. A lot of people carried over, and we will talk to Kurt Ahrensbeck, victorious coach of Harpersville, in the halftime break. 3-point shot from Van Shufflin. It's short. Rebound Cauley. Quick outlet to Beers. Nice lefty-righty dribble combination. Beers up the left side. Drives hard. Oh! Takes a tumble, and it's going to go out of bounds. And just like Liz Millay of Cooperstown in the first game, got banged to the floor. No whistle except the out-of-bounds call. 3:57 to go, first quarter. 7-2. Pass comes way out to a 3-point shot by number 15, Mariah McNeely, and the freshman misses. Rebound to Brandy Zizzy. Or no, Jordan Saul. Check that. Now it is Shannon Van Shufflin. 2-3 zone by Franklin right now. They're chasing the ball on the perimeter. Van Shufflin on the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Cross court back over to number 20. That's Brandy Zizzy for three. Good! Brandy Zizzy for three. This season she's had five, now make it six. Boy, no better time to do a three-pointer, something you don't normally do in the regular season. Do it in the playoffs. And there's Cauley from the foul line. Too hard on the shot. And nice tap to keep the ball alive by McNeely. Driving in, number 24, that's Haley Dunn, and misses on the putback. And 10-2, the game is in Oriskany's court right now. Double team, and there is some crazy play, and a nice bounce for Brandy Zizzy again as I was trying to look at what looked like an injured player. Mike Dutcher wants a timeout, and it's a fall. 12-2, Oriskany out of the gate real fast. 2:49 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to the Class D State Girls quarterfinal game on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we got some hoop playing overhead. I get to play some air drums. Always love that. 12-2, first quarter. Franklin stunned right out of the gate, and Oriskany feeling real nice at home here. After the Carrier Dome, any place has to be easy to play, I guess. Oneonta State campus is where we are. Jordan Beers struggling to get a shot, and she's going to force her way inside. Got off a clean shot, but missed it. The putback missed. Jordan Beers with a rebound. The fall away is no good. Rebound is Cawley. Marissa Cawley fouled on the putback. Well, Marissa Cawley and Jordan Beers can be put in the stats for two offensive rebounds each, but they came away empty. But the first foul on Oriskany is Jordan Saul, the sophomore forward, with her first, team's first, obviously, and two at the line for Marissa Cawley. I don't have free throw stats for this team, and Cawley thought she had the first one and missed it. Took a couple of bounces before falling away. Second shot coming up, 12-2. But Beers with a basket, all Franklin has, and that one missed as well. Oh, tough one for Marissa Cawley, because neither one missed by much. All right, so it is Madison Zizzi this time, taking the ball up court. Down in the corner, it is a three-point heave put up by a sub, number five, Hannah Hohen, a sophomore guard, missed it. They chase the rebound down. Here's Madison Zizzi from the foul line, off the mark, an air ball, and no chance to save that one. So up the floor comes Franklin looking for some answers. Let's see what Oriskany's defense is all about before the official may get in my way. No, he's down the court a little ways. That's good. Now I can see. Jordan Beers hesitates left, goes right. Comes around one screen, double team, somebody's open. It's 21. That's Paige Fairchild. She's only an eighth grader. Cross court, nearly a steal as they were looking for an open shooter. Mariah McNeely knocked away by Grazade. Christina Grazade, very poised individual. Girls for Oriskany have either a pink or a red ribbon on their uniform. There's a fall away by Beers. Missed it. Inside again, Marissa Cawley. That girl is relentless on the backboards. And this foul will be on Christina Grazade. I can see getting her in foul trouble would be a help to Franklin, but I'm guessing she doesn't get in foul trouble very much. So Cawley, who missed two barely in the first time, this time misses short. Well, she is mad at herself, despite the attempts by Haley Downen and Jordan Beers to settle her down. Second shot, a minute 34 to go, 12-2 Oriskany. This one around the rim and no good, and they're chasing it down. It will be Franklin ball. It was Saul and Downen, Haley Downen, chasing it together. Nice fake by Beers to get open. 18-footer, actually a three-point shot. Missed. Rebound saved by Fairchild. She bounces it back, but it's deflected and then caught by Hannah Hohen. Up the floor, straight up comes Van Shufflin. Shannon Van Shufflin. Love that name, too. All right, left side, Madison Zizzi. Cross court in the corner. Dangerous pass, but got completed. Now it's back to Madison Zizzi. Short on the shot. Cawley catches the air ball, flips it right to Jordan Beers. Storming up the left side, crosses to the middle. Shot is good. Jordan Beers 12-4, less than a minute to play. Lady Redskins in control so far, though. Right-hand three-point shot missed off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Saul. Nice bounce pass inside. I take that back. Shannon Van Shufflin with a nice rebound. The shot missed and flew out on the left side. Van Shufflin was out there. She started the drive when the defense came. She bounced it on the floor to Jordan Saul, who is at the line now to shoot two. First shot is up with 42.6 seconds to go, and it's good. So number 30, that's Mariah Cotary, K-O-T-A-R-Y. And she's a wing player, a guard-forward combination. She's a senior. So Saul with a second shot, 9-point lead. Make it 10. Didn't even hit the rim. 2 for 2 for the line for sophomore Jordan Saul, 39 seconds to go. Beers up, trying to go around a screen. Hopefully not illegal, it almost was. Beers for 3, shot is short. Rebound by number 22, Brandy Gauthier, who's in the game for the first time. So Coach Angela Meese with a nice comfort level right now of 10-point lead can sub some of her starters to avoid foolish fouls and give her starters some rest. That's a nice position to be in. The 2-3 zone continues by Franklin. Will they change the man-to-man? 3-point shot by Van Shufflin. Just short. 6 seconds to go. Rebounded by Fairchild. Beers has 3 seconds to make it up court. She spots up. She shoots. Oh, just off the front of the rim. So Jordan Beers has made 2 baskets, but that has been it for Franklin. Ariskity takes the first quarter lead, 14-4. You are listening to the Section 4 versus Section 3 Class D quarterfinal from Oneonta State on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Our special sponsors continue on. They are National Bank of Delaware County and Franklin, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Bejo's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Egley Machine of Sydney, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, and our assemblyman, Clifford Crouch, a Unadilla graduate. Yes, I said Unadilla. All right, we've got second quarter in Harpersville. Franklin is in possession of the ball. A 3-point shot by Marissa Cauley is short, and the air ball caught by Christina Grazade. 4 players for Ariskity have combined for the 14 first quarter points. Jordan Beers, all 4 points for Franklin. And a 3-pointer hoisted up there by Van Shufflin that missed. Rebound by Jordan Beers. She'll bring it up herself. She eludes Madison Zizzi. The runner off the glass, no good. Rebound Grazade. And Beers is finding her shot a little tough to drop. But don't forget, Franklin got off to a slow start last Saturday. Morris had the lead at halftime before Jordan Beers just took over. Pass to the left side, wide open is Van Shufflin. The turnaround by Grazade, no good. Off the glass on the rebound, Jordan Saul. So the miss by Grazade on the turnaround, but Brandy Zizzi, Jordan Saul had that rebound all to herself. So it's Mariah McNeely, Marissa Cauley. Now it's Jordan Beers working in against the double team. She scoops to the hoop, and she's got it. Jordan Beers is unfazed. I love watching this young lady play. She can miss 4 in a row, but the team has all the confidence in the world she can make it again. To the right side, Madison Zizzi. foot on the line. She'll pass over to Van Shufflin, fakes the shot. Still the zone defense. Nearly a steal by McNeely. Left or right side for Madison Zizzi. Misses. The ball comes way out for Van Shufflin. To number 20, Brandy Zizzi. And Oriskany will reset. Still the zone defense, though, by Franklin. 16-6, 6:09 to play, first half. Cross-court pass. 15 on the shot clock. Inside, Van Shufflin missed it. Rebound by Jordan Saul. Jordan Saul averaging 7.5 rebounds a game, second only to Christina Grazadeh. She's got 4 points just off 2 offensive boards. Jordan Beers for 3, lets it fly. It's short. Rebound, Cauley. Cauley, the turnaround, lost it for the Van Shufflin. Cauley gets it back, and there's a possession arrow. As Madison Zizzi and Marissa Cauley get up off the floor, sort of together. Oriskany has Madison Zizzi, Shannon Van Shufflin, Christina Grazadeh, Brandy Zizzi, and Jordan Saul. So that's their starting lineup. They float a pass to the left side for Shannon Van Shufflin. Floating another pass right back from where it came from. Brandy Zizzi missed the air ball. Rebound is going to be caught by Madison Zizzi. Good instincts there. Three-pointer is short. Battle for the rebound. It's Jordan Beers. She comes through traffic. She's got one to beat Van Shufflin. She goes left side. Missed the shot. Rebound, Brandy Zizzi in the corner. No, I stand corrected. It was Jordan Beers, but then Angela Meese did call a timeout. 18-6 our score, and our broadcast today both on FM 101 and AM 1490 and WCDOSports.com, made possible by Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, Bergen's Auto Service in Franklin, Maravito Energy Products, our halftime halftime sponsor, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Mang Insurance, they sponsor our Dynamic Defense Award, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin, and Jessup House Building Supplies of Sydney Center. 5:01 to play in the first half. 18-6 Oriskany. Well, on the good side for Franklin, they have slowed down Oriskany's scoring to 2 baskets by Jordan Saul. The bad news, it's twofold. Number one, Jordan Saul has scored twice on offensive rebounds. And number two, no one but Jordan Beers is scoring for Franklin, and they need that supportive scoring. Grazadeh fakes the shot, drives in, goes up, missed, got a shot blocked actually by Cauley. Nice defensive play by Marissa Cauley. They work it back into Grazadeh. She's going to stop, pop, turn around, no good, off the front of the rim. Cauley gave up the rebound momentarily for Grazadeh. So Christina Grazadeh staying with it. 5 points for Grazadeh. Jordan Beers looks to coach Mike Dutcher for the play. Let's see if they isolate to Beers. Around the screen to the right side. Driving hard. She's going to go. Oh, she's going to slip the pass out. Chasing it in the corner. Nice hustle by Haley Down. And my goodness, 9 on the shot clock. Cauley, she's going to drive hard. The shot is up and it's short. Rebound inside. Beers missed it. Out of bounds. It'll be Franklin's ball. And Jordan Beers holding both sides of her head going, what do I have to do to get the biscuit in the basket? All right, Marissa Cauley will inbound, and a substitution, number 22 in the game. Brandy Gauthier is back in, senior guard, getting some minutes. Three-point shot banked in by Haley Downen. Whoops, but we'll take it, says Mike Dutcher. 20-8. So the 15-point lead down to 12. Three-pointer shot missed by Brandy Zizzi, and a possession arrow, Cauley and Gauthier. That'll be Franklin's ball. Substitution. Angie Meese, again, has that luxury. Brandy Zizzi comes out, and Hannah Hohen, the sophomore guard, comes in. Madison Zizzi comes back in for Brandy Gauthier. So Gauthier had about 20 seconds of action. Angela Meese gets to go to her bench a lot more than Coach Mike Dutcher, as it appears, to start the game. Part of it has to do with the lead they have. So pass from Beers to number 15, Mariah McNeely. Back outside, Cauley brings the defense out a little bit, sets the screen for Beers. Three-point shot, up and good. Her first three-pointer, 9 points in all, 20-11, a little five-point run right now for Franklin. Inside, Gauthier, an offensive foul. She scored the basket and knocked over Jordan Beers. And it was one of those, no pun intended here, bang, bang plays. So Grazade has two fouls. Mike Dutcher's going to make a substitution. Number 32 is Mara Stalter. She's a junior, replacing Paige Fairchild's, the eighth grader who's had some quality minutes there. 20-11, 9-point lead for Oriskany. Beers slowly up the court this time. That's about the only time she gets to rest, that and free throws. Beers waiting for a screen. Looking to the right. She passes back against the grain to Cawley. Misses the shot. Nice rebound inside. A block shot, a second block shot, but that's going to be a foul. And I'm sorry I didn't have the right name, Haley Downen. I got blocked by the official. Haley Downen. Intense inside. And the most creative sneakers I've seen on the floor today. So the foul will be on Hannah Hohen. And a kind roll for Haley Downen. Haley Downen hit the back of the rim. It went straight up and straight down. So Downen with 4 points. Second shot, more conventional. This one didn't. It went off the back of the rim and did not take a high bounce. So it's 20-12. Little six-point run going on for the Purple Devils. Trying to get back in this one slowly but surely. Left side is Hohen. Fakes the shot. Goes over to the right side with a pass. It's up, and it's good for Madison Zizzi. Madison, averaging 7 a game, has 6 already. 2.5 to go in the first half. 22-12, 10-point lead for Oriskany. They have not trailed. Beers try the right side. Passes inside to Cawley. The layup is good. And that will do a lot for the confidence of Marissa Cawley. She had missed every shot she's taken, including 4 free throws. Jordan Beers says, here's your pass, make the shot, and she did. 22-14. Nearly a steal by Beers, collected by Van Schufflin, who did a nice job to get it. Now it's a pass off to Hohen for 3! Hannah Hohen! Now this girl listed with 8 three-pointers on the year, and just 24 field goals in all. So another big spot for Hohen. There's Beers for 3. Shot is partially blocked. Nice play defensively, and that could have been Mariah Cotery, a senior, who was guarding her on the shot. 25-14. Van Schufflin, jump pass to the left side from Madison Zizzi. Cross court to Hohen, who just made a 3-pointer. Now it's Van Schufflin with 15 on the shot clock. Hohen hoists it again. Missed it. Rebound. Good hustle by Gauthier. Or check it, by Cotery. So Oriskany keeps possession with a minute 13 to go. Oriskany out-hustling Franklin on that possession. Hohen, she was open for it, didn't take it. Van Schufflin, cross court. It's Madison Zizzi driving in. The floater is good. Madison Zizzi on fire in this first half. 8 points, 27-14, back up to a 13-point lead for Oriskany after it was down to 8. Briefly, Jordan Beers hasn't shot in a while. She may look for it here. Around the screen by Cawley. Driving to the right side, single coverage. The fall away is no good. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Van Schufflin. 34 seconds to go. They cannot. It's a 6-second differential. They cannot get the last shot. There's a steal. Nice shot by Haley Downing coming up from behind. Off to Beers. Beers left side. She's going to low for the floater. Banks it in. Now, I would normally say that wasn't planned, but with Jordan Beers, I think it was. 27-16, 9-point spread, 13 seconds to go. Will that give Franklin some momentum going into the second half? Well, this possession will mean a lot. Here we go. 3-pointer by Madison Zizzi, off the mark. 3 seconds to go. Van Schufflin gets one chance at it. They won't get a shot off. So maybe Franklin gets that momentum, or maybe Oriskany says, hey, we're up by 11. We're not going to give it up. It is the Class D, Section 4 versus Section 3 quarterfinal matchup. It's a good one as we get ready for halftime, and we'll have a talk with Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck of Harpersville. Stick around. It is live. State playoff quarterfinal basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Our halftime score is Oriskany 27, Franklin 16. And our halftime show on WCDO brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for 85 years. Call 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. Quick rundown of the recap here. It's Jordan Beers leading all scores with 11, including a three-pointer. Apparently Haley Downen's three that I thought was a three is back down to a two. So she's got 3 points, and Marissa Cawley struggling out of the gate. She's got two, 0 for 4 from the line. For Oriskany, nice balance. Madison Zizzi with 8. Jordan Saul with 6, including 2 offensive rebound baskets. Hannah Hohen with a 3 off the bench. Christina Grazade held, I guess, to 5 points, but still a very big presence inside. And Brandy Zizzi with a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. And so that's your halftime score, and Oriskany has not trailed. Now, in the first game, it was anything but this kind of an outstanding offense, because 6-5 out of the gate after one quarter, and you just knew it was going to be a chess match. Harpersville outlasting, and I do mean surviving and advancing, over Cooperstown today, 45-43. We had 5 ties, 7 lead changes, and unfortunately I don't have a headset for him, so I'm going to have to yell in his ear, but Kurt Ahrensbeck is here, and I know you're a big Allman Brothers fan, so you'd rather listen to
the... What were you saying? I was listening to the music. Sorry.
Kurt Ahrensbeck, victorious coach, and I mean, neither team for the most part led by more than 3. And then you had that typical Harpersville run where Murray and Drummond got you jump started. You went up by 10. Cooperstown wasn't going away. They scored 6 points right in a row after that. What's going through your mind as you just can't shake them?
Well, we were glad to be up by 10, certainly. And that was because we talked a little bit at halftime about spacing, and we changed our out-of-bounds plays a little bit. We got two quick baskets out of the out-of-bounds plays that kind of got us going. I just told the girls, I said, Cooperstown's outstanding. They're going to make a run. We made a run. I said, they're going to come back on you. You just need to keep calm and just keep grinding away, because this wasn't, you know, this wasn't going to be a game that was going to be 65-60.
Right.
I mean, both teams played really good defense. We clawed for everything we could get.
Two man-to-man defenses going at each other, and it's really survival of the fittest. One thing that kind of edged in your favor, I think, that made Mike change his strategy a little, their big girls got in foul trouble early. He had to shake and bake and kind of roll the dice on certain combinations. He had a small lineup in there for a while. You took advantage. But they nobody fouled out, so that was good. And Miranda had four. Of course, she always tends to get in trouble. But, you know, did you have to change anything in the way you would use your subs? Because you had good subbing pattern today, and even though there weren't a lot of points besides Murray and Drummond, you had that occasional basket and rebound and such.
We did. You know, one of the things is some of the other players were a little tight. We missed a couple layups. You know, we had some stuff early, and we just told them to hang in there, you know. This is a long court, and some of our, you know, we had to kind of rotate people around, and we talked to them about when their opportunities were to score and what it needed to be for them to try and take it to the basket. And if they didn't have that, then, you know, like SB Gutierrez, I think, made a shot in the third quarter on the baseline. You know, those are the little things that end up getting us where we needed to be. And you know, she knew when she was supposed to shoot, and, you know, as long as everybody knows their role and they stay within that role, then good things will happen.
An interesting way that Section 3 keeps their stats is that they don't always put how many free throws are shot, they put how many free throws are made. So I'm doing my research on Cooperstown. There are games that they'd score 55, but only 5 from the line. There were times they scored 41 and they had 15 or 18 from the line. Today, they 7 for 21 unofficially. You guys were not. You shot 60%. You've been shooting actually better than that in the postseason.
Yeah, I was surprised, especially in the fourth quarter, and we're grateful for it. But I, you know, it could have been a little bit of fatigue. You know, you never know. It's a pressure situation.
Yeah.
You know, we considered calling a timeout towards the end of the game when Kring was shooting. And then we realized, you know, then my assistant said she hasn't made one yet. So we don't necessarily have to freeze her. I don't want to use that in a derogatory way. But she was struggling, so we just let her shoot and didn't waste the timeout. We wasted one later, but...
Well, because of the Drummond injury.
That was an interesting story.
Well, she was right in front of me, and she bent over so much that I think the official said, if you're not back on the floor, you've got to go out. And I think that was a little confusion on her part. You did the only thing you can do is call
timeout. Well, he blew his whistle. He came over to me, and I said, if I call a timeout, can she stay in the game? And he said, yes. So when we came out of the timeout, a different official came over and said, she has to stay out because the official called the timeout first.
Oh.
And I said, so I'm getting hit twice here. And they said, I thought the officials did a good job. They were even.
Yeah.
And he just goes, I'm the messenger. And I just, I let it go, which
okay.
A couple of years ago I probably wouldn't have, but today I let it go.
No anger management class there.
No.
Now, we talked about it off the air, so let's bring it up now. Drummond, Miranda got the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Savannah Murray, a natural choice for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense. She shut that freshman down. It was MVP, a freshman MVP at the Carrier Dome. Amazing. Now, but there's one other that behind the scenes did something, and you would definitely want to make sure she gets mentioned.
One of the things we focused on was Shelby Medovich guarding
Summer Murdoch.
Summer Murdoch, yeah, number 11. She had hit 5 threes in the dome. We knew she could light it. And if you can hit 5 threes in the Carrier Dome, you can hit them in any gym in America.
Yeah.
That's the toughest place to shoot. So Shelby is long. She hustles. She was able to get out and frustrate her all day. She hit some at the end, you know, but I thought we did a really good job on her, and she's that kid that'll get them going. She hits a couple threes, then it opens up the lanes, and then they can jam it inside, or, you know, Malia can get to the rim and cause some issues there.
Yep.
Shelby did a great job.
Well, you play now the winner of Friends Academy and Alexander Hamilton. When are they playing, and can you scout them?
I don't think we can. I've got
tonight.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. Unless WCDO has a company jet I can use, I don't think I'm going to get there. I do have a colleague downstate that played at least Alexander Hamilton, and we've got a little agreement. He'll send me some film on them.
Oh, I
have seen Alexander Hamilton is full court press, full speed, quickest team down there. So we're certainly going to be challenged, but it's a challenge we're willing to take on because considering we never thought we'd be back.
Well, 12:30 on Saturday, WCDO will be there.
You're going to be there?
We're going to be there.
All right.
We're there at Hudson Valley, and that's a court you guys have played on too, so familiarity. You know, it's a familiar place, so let's hope for the best, and we'll see what happens. So, Kurt Ahrensbeck, congratulations. I called it survive in advance, and it truly was today.
That's all we wanted to do. I didn't care if we won by one or ten or whatever.
Right.
We just wanted to keep moving on.
Okay, 45-43 win. Congratulations. See you
next week.
Appreciate it. And we'll be back with the second half as 27-16 lead by the Oriskany Lady Redskins. You're listening to the Class D state quarterfinal game on WCDO.
About the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 27-16, about 2 minutes to play until the second half begins. Just a reminder that next week it will be Harpersville Lady Hornets from Hudson Valley Community College at 12:30, taking on the winner of Alexander Hamilton and Friends Academy in the Class C Final Four, the semifinal game. Love to go back to Hudson Valley. We're up in the crow's nest up there. It's kind of detached, but still, it's a nice place to be, kind of separate. Nice to have a nice little food spread up there for the coaches, but hey, I'm going to grab a bite myself, and it's got a close bathroom, so that's always good. The winner of this game will take on a team already known, Livingston Manor. Livingston Manor with the Section 9 championship and the Downstate championship, or that bracket, and that's a 9 a.m. game. We've done the 9 a.m. game before, so we'll see what happens, but this game not over. Although Oriskany with an 11-point lead, one thing to know, that last week in the game broadcast on CDO, I listened to some of that. Morris had a lead on Franklin at the end of the first half. People from Morris getting real excited. They had every right to be, and then Jordan Bears just simply took over. Most of her 33 points coming in the second half, and the defining points coming in the third quarter. Marissa Cauley also with a big game of 9 points and a ton of rebounds. So here we go. Second half, our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Now finished Maravito Energy Products for 85 years, delivering energy solutions with great customer service. 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Here we go. So it will be Madison Zizzi, Shannon Van Shufflin, Christina Grazade, Jordan Saul, and Brandy Zizzi. Brandy Zizzi has the ball on the left side, and the zone defense for Franklin continues. Probably thinking a better deal than a man-to-man against the taller team. It is Brandy Zizzi for three. Shot is up, and the shot is good. Brandy Zizzi. There's two three-pointers that have been ruled two-pointers today, so I can't make the assumption. There goes a reverse layup by Jordan Beers that misses, and it looked like she came off that feeling kind of funny. It will be Franklin's ball, though. Marissa Cauley, Jordan Beers, Kristen Heidenreich, Mariah McNeely might have gotten away with a travel. Little runner in the lane. Oh, it just rolls off. It goes to McNeely. Shot is up and good. Check that. Haley Downin. Haley Downin with 5 points. I thought she had a three-pointer in the first half. It was a two-pointer. So the official clock on the scoreboard on the clock that's got, or with the score clock that's got everybody's points and fouls of the players on the court. She's got five. I keep it to five. All right, so 30-18. Grazade staying outside the paint a little bit. Van Shufflin driving in, spinning back to Brandy Zizzi for another three. It's an air ball, put back up, and missed by Saul. It was an air ball, but Saul knew it was coming down in flight. So Jordan Beers, give and go to Cauley. Cauley scooped to the hoop, and it's good! Marissa Cauley through the double team and a literal scoop to the hoop, an underhand shot up and good. 30-20. 6:20 left in this third quarter. Madison Zizzi up top to Brandy. Back to Madison Zizzi. A lot of Z's in those two girls' names, huh? Van Shufflin, right side. Cross-court pass. Now they whip it into the corner for Grazade. Back outside. Brandy Zizzi, they're giving her space to shoot. She takes it, and it's off the back of the rim. Van Shufflin can't get the long rebound. It's a two-on-one. Beers going to go up, and the lefty layup is good, and she fouled. Madison Zizzi tried to get the ball before the shot was taken. Beers avoided her and went up with the left hand, but they still call Madison Zizzi for the foul, and she is giving the look of, I can't believe they just called it. So Madison Zizzi with her first foul. Jordan Beers with a basket, giving her a game-high 13 points. She'll have a chance at the line when the play resumes, but there is a 30-second timeout. Gives us time to check in with our major sponsors, or I should say our special sponsors for state quarterfinal basketball today, and they include Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, and National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin. Add to that list Dawn's Deli and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Otigo Family Dental, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and the Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. Normally, you know, I'm thinking back to the old days of Class AA. Class A, Class B, Class C, Class D. Class D's used to be on Friday night. But now Class D's are 9 and 11 in the morning, and the Class C, the D semis are then. Class C semifinals are 12:30 and 2:30. Shot by Beers is up and good. So 14 on the old-fashioned three-pointer. It's as close as Franklin has been since early in the game. 30-23, three-pointer short by Madison Zizzi this time. Rebound right to Jordan Beers. She comes up the right side, looks at the field, or looks at the court, I should say. Driving hard on the left side. The fall away is up. Oh, this time no good. Just off the rim, and Brandy Zizzi rebounds for Oreskany. Van Shufflin up the floor. She loves to talk to her teammates and smiles all the time. There's a happy girl. Van Shufflin to the left side to Madison Zizzi, guarded closely by Haley Downin. Cross court, Van Shufflin for three. It looked on the mark, but it was short. Rebound by Haley Downin. She and Cauley, top rebounders along with Jordan Beers, who is by far the area's leading scorer. 1,800 points almost. Well, she's got 1,900 points now officially. Beers looks down right to Cauley. The turnaround. Nice soft touch for Marissa Cauley. Cauley with 6 points, and it's now a 30-25 ball game. Van Shufflin backs out. Franklin still in that zone. They've got somebody right behind Grazadeh all the time. She's with her back playing the high post. Now she goes down low. Van Shufflin drives in. Too hard on the shot. Rebounded, though, by Saul. Kicks it back out. Brandy Zizzi thought about it. Doesn't go. Grazadeh, the runner, is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Oh, still sealed back by Madison Zizzi. Number 12, Kristen Heidenreich, had the rebound and took it for granted. Van Shufflin for three, and it's good! Shannon Van Shufflin's first basket is a three-pointer. She had two in the Section 3 quarterfinal round. Marissa Cauley to the right side, driving hard. She puts it up from the baseline, no good. Rebound kept alive by McNeely. Now it's Haley down and way off the mark. And the rebound by Jordan Saul, 33-25, back to an eight-point lead. Van Shufflin to the right side. Grazadeh thinks about a three, goes inside, takes the shorter shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound Beers. Here she comes up the middle, looking to the left, 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 left. Goes around the screen, 16-footer is good. Jordan Beers, 16 points, 33-27. 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Van Shufflin straight up the court to the right side. Madison Zizzi fakes the three. Cauley with a denied defense to whack that pass away. They were looking to float it inside to Grazadeh. Christina would have had a pretty good shot at a nice turnaround. Paige Fairchild, the eighth grader, number 21, comes in. That's with an S at the end. Substitution also for, oh, there's a steal by Beers. Hohen, who had just come into the game, has a steal. No, Madison Zizzi, I'm sorry. Number 3 and number 5 that look very similar on the uniform styles of Oriskany. The font is kind of a Comic Sans or relaxed logo, whatever. Hohen comes into the game. She's got the ball on the right side, but it was Madison Zizzi had the steal. So the Redskins leading by 6. Three-pointer from Van Shufflin misses. She chases it down in the left. No good. Rebounded by Haley Downen, and she always knows she's got Jordan Beers covering her for the outlet. So under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chance for Franklin to cut the margin in half possibly. Three-pointer by Beers. Won't do it. It's an air ball. Good try for a save by Fairchild. Got to give eighth grader credit. She didn't give up on the play. She simply ran out of room with the ball bounced out. 2:43 to go. Oriskany, 33. Franklin, 27. Franklin's been looking up at Oriskany on the scoreboard since the start of the game when it was 6-0. Bounce pass to Madison. I want to call her Megan. Madison Zizzi. Cross court to Hohen. Hohen again, a baseball pass around to Van Shufflin. Little jumper. Oh, way too hard off the backboard. Ball is free. Van Shufflin gets it. To the right wing. Van Shufflin now passes long to left to Hohen. Hohen for three with one on the shot clock. Off the rim, no good. Ball is loose, and it's Grazadeh out hustling. Check that. Haley Downen. Three Franklin players surrounding the long rebound. None of them picked it up. And Grazadeh had the hustle move to get it. Oh, nearly a steal on the inbounds by Mariah McNeely. There's a three-pointer again. That misses for Van Shufflin. Beers blocks out, gets the rebound on the weak side, comes up herself. Nice pass down in low to Cauley, and it's good. So another assist. An assist for Jordan Beers that time, and she and Cauley work so well together. Both are juniors. Both will be back next year. 33-29. It's just a four-point lead now. The 15-point lead is down to 4. A minute 33 to go in the third quarter. Van Shufflin double-teamed. Floats a high pass to Madison Zizzi. 6 on the shot clock. Lets it go. Around the rim, no good. Battle for the ball. It picked up. Number 24 was Haley down. A baseball pass from Beers. They go down to Cauley on the baseline off the top of the backboard, and she is hurt. She's on the floor, and the official is going to call a time, his own time, as Cauley probably not the best planned shot as she ran down hard on the right side, lofted it from the baseline. She might have gotten hit in the stomach, might have gotten the wind knocked out of her. She stayed on her knees. She's now staying with her face on the floor, knees bunched up around her chest. Now she sits up. She'll definitely have to come out. There's no question about that. We were talking about that in the first game when Miranda Drummond went for an open court steal and it flicked off the fingertip and caused her hand to buckle, and she stayed there just a little too long in pain. The official asked if she was all right, and she didn't say anything. If she had said, yeah, I'm fine, they wouldn't have been a timeout. You heard Kurt Ahrensbeck during the halftime interview. But right now, this is a little bit different because I don't know what it is. It could be wind knocked out. It could be knee. It could be ankle. Perhaps two knees hit each other. But no doubt, Cauley is going to have to sit down for now. She'll be replaced. Well, Coach Dutcher is thinking about it at this point. Cauley is one of the players that he just doesn't want to lose. But for right now, Mara Stalter, number 32, comes in. She had a little bit of time, I believe, in the first half. So Cauley will get a rest, whether she likes it or not. And I think she's determined to get back in the game. 107 to go, third quarter, 33-29. Van Shuffling to the right side. Cross-court pass to Van Shuffling. They go down low to Grazade. The turnaround is no good. That was the right play, though, and Jordan Beers jumps for the rebound. Well, it should have worked for Oriskany, but didn't. Here comes Beers from the foul line. It's good! Jordan Beers with 7 points in this quarter. 33-31, 42 seconds to go. Franklin never panicked. Just like Cooperstown, never panicked when trailing by 10. They got it back from 31-21 to a 42-all tie. Franklin's not there yet. They still trail by two. 14 on the shot clock. Around, there's a steal by McNeely. McNeely crosses to the right side. Goes up and scored! Rolls off the rim. Jordan Beers was doing the happy dance and then had to do the frustrated dance. Foul will be on number 22, Brandi Gauthier, as Coach Angie Meese is had some of her starters on the bench. Not trying to get in foul trouble. So at the line is Mariah McNeely, just a freshman at the line for the first time today. A nice steal by McNeely. First shot is around and no good. Well, they won't tie it with 19.3 seconds to go, but she can bring it to a one-point deficit. McNeely, second shot. It's up. And it's no good. Rebounded by Grazade. Plenty of time for Oriskany. Grazade, a couple of dribbles and gives it off to the point guard, Shannon Van Shuffling. And they will certainly work for a last shot, 8 on the shot clock. Van Shuffling goes for 3 and makes it. Shannon Van Shuffling, her second three-pointer. 1 second to go. Beers, it would be good if it goes in, but it does not. Oh, that one smarted if you're Franklin. Shannon Van Shuffling going against all wisdom. Instead of working down low, she just let it fly. Nothing but net. 36-31. Oriskany takes a 5-point lead into the fourth quarter, just like in the first game. We've got more excitement ahead. It's the Class D State Quarterfinal Ballgame here from Oneonta State on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
It's all about you.
You do a lot inside our offices each day. You deposit savings. You add to your Christmas account. You take out loans, cash checks, and plan your financing with our help. Sometimes you just stop in to say hello. Around here, it's like a community within the community. SFCU.
federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
It's all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDR.
Jordan Beers leads all scorers. The Franklin Jr. has 18 points. But a balanced effort. Madison Zizzi and Brandy Zizzi with 8 points apiece. Shannon Van Shufflin, 6. Jordan Saul, 6. Christina Grazade with 5. Held to 5, but their team leads by 5. 36-31 starting the fourth quarter. Beers for 3. Nails it! Her second three-pointer. It's back to a two-point game, 36-34. Remember, Shannon Van Shufflin moments ago had the three-pointer with 2 seconds left. Brandy Zizzi over to Shannon Van Shufflin. Passes in low to Grazade. Denied by calling it out of bounds. What they're trying to do off this zone defense, they're trying to release after a screen. They're trying to roll Grazade toward the basket. That's three times. Twice it's been knocked away by Cauley, who is back in the game. Bank shot 3. Are you kidding me? By Brandy Zizzi. A bank shot. Are you kidding me? A bank shot 3-pointer. Wow. Her third 3-pointer of the game. Beers got caught up in traffic. Tried to pass it low, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Franklin's ball. As Madison Zizzi took a tumble. Franklin, the home team on the scoreboard, trails by 5. It is nice to see Marissa Cauley back in the game. Beers drives in, dumps it low to Cauley, and she's fouled by Grazade. Christina Grazade, who has been held to 5 points, now with her third foul. Franklin has no fouls in this half. Oriskany just 3. One of them being Grazade's third. Cauley at the line 0 for 4. Her first shot is short. She's got 8 points. She scored 6 in the fourth quarter, or third quarter, on good feeds from Jordan Beers. She's got to find the answer. She's 0 for 5 from the foul line. High arc, and it's no good. Beers gets the offensive board. She's double-teamed. Passes back to Cauley. Cauley tries to let it loose, and a possession arrow as Cauley takes another tumble. What is it about number 10 and the hardwood here? Liz Millay in the first game for Cooperstown had to hit the deck probably 4 times hard. Marissa Cauley has hit it twice hard. 39-34, Oriskany by 5. 6:47 to go in this regulation. Cross court, it's to the left side for Van Shufflin. The three-point magic has happened. Inside, the turnaround is good for Jordan Saul. And a timeout asked for by Angie Meese. 6:36 to go. Jordan Saul with 8 points. And let's look at this game a little bit closer. Oriskany has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers. They are not a three-point shooting team. They have 54 in their 21 games. That's averaging 2, let's round it up to 3 a game. They had 3 in the third quarter, and that was all their points. 9 points in the third quarter to 15 for Franklin. All 3 baskets made by Oriskany were 3-pointers. Shannon Van Shufflin making 2, and Brandy Zizzi 1. Brandy's made 3 in the game and has 11 points overall. Hannah Hohen has 1 off the bench. Shannon Van Shufflin hit 2 in a row in the third quarter. So the game got down to 2 points twice, 33-31 and 36-34. But Oriskany doing just enough to keep it in their favor. Our state quarterfinal basketball sponsors include TEPCO Automotive of Bainbridge, Belden Hill Golf Course of Harpersville, NBT Bank, C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney, Hawkins Homes in Harpersville, Amerigas in Sydney, Roberts Eye Care of Sydney and Vestal, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. 6:36 to go. Downen, Beers, Cauley, McNeely. Who am I missing? Heidenreich. Spears fakes the shot, goes into Cauley, off the glass, no good. Chased down in the corner, very well done by Paige Fairchild. And the three-pointer shot missed. And Fairchild gets a shot and missed it. Haley Downen was the one trying the three-pointer. Heidenreich is not in the game, my correction. 41-34, down to almost the six-minute mark. Van Schuffelen to the right side. They're trying to work that zone out if they can. If they work it out, then the middle becomes clear. So Franklin having to really hustle on defense. Van Schuffelen down low for Saul. Off the glass, too hard. No good. Rebound, Beers. Little hitch and go up the left side. Beers open for three. Left side, no good. Cauley going for the rebound, and Grazadeh rebounds for Riskity. And that was a long rebound, about 15 feet away. Walking the ball up the court now is Shannon Van Schuffelen. She's got the green light for three, and she makes it again. Shannon Van Schuffelen is definitely Van Schuffelen up the court, and she's made two threes in a row, three in this second half. It's back up to a 10-point lead, 44-34. Right side. Number 23 is Jordan Beers around a hard screen. Now Beers goes in, passing it back to Fairchild. Back outside comes Fairchild. Into the right corner for Haley Downen. Missed the three just at the buzzer. Fairchild with the reception or the long rebound. And she got bumped hard by Brandi Gauthier. Wasn't a dirty play. In fact, Gauthier kind of saying, oops, I didn't mean to do that. I hope she's okay. Senior guard with her second foul. Inbounds it comes to Beers. Beers going to use a screen, maybe. Yep, by Cauley. To the right side. Back, shoots a three, short. Cauley trying for the rebound. It's out of bounds. Cauley again takes a hard smash to the floor. 4:37 to play. 44-34. Ariskany back up by 10 after Franklin got it down to two on two separate occasions in the third quarter. Jordan Beers. Not as hot to a point, but not hot enough. Three-pointer for Madison Zizzi. Missed it. Rebound by Paige Fairchild. Well, Beers up the left side. They tried to steal it. Didn't work. Comes to the right side. Now it's the Cauley. The little floater inside is good. Boy, those two work well. 10 points for Marissa Cauley. And a timeout asked for by Coach Dutcher. 4:09 to play. It is 44-36, our game today, sponsored by many of our regular season sponsors. And in addition to that, we go to Sydney Federal Credit Union, Otigo Family Dental, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Bread and Butter Country Store of Harpersville, Dawn's Deli, and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Also by National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin. Osterhout Madden Funeral Home of Harpersville, Bergen's Auto Service in Franklin, Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney. Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award, which we'll have today, as well as MVT Bank Outstanding Offense. Joseph House Billing Supply of Sydney Center, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. Could not do it without you folks. Next week, you're going to get more bang for your buck as the state semifinals featuring Harpersville. And there's a press breaker by Ariskany to start this play. Jordan Saul in the corner. They're going to milk some clock. Van Schuffelen to the left side. They don't have to go for three-pointers, but I think they're going to. Brandi Zizzi. Yes! Brandi Zizzi with her fourth three-pointer. I don't know what their record is. They're top, their season high for threes, but this could be the game. They've never had more than three or four three-pointers in the playoffs. They're on fire at this gym. First time they've seen it. Jordan Beers for three. Up and off the rim. Rebound. Good rebound by Cauley. The turnaround is no good. The weak side rebound by Christina Grazadeh. Grazadeh hasn't had the best game offensively, but she's still there getting the rebounds and cleaning the glass. 47-36. 21 points for Jordan Beers, but it's not enough right now. And again, Ariskany just playing keep away off this zone deep off defense by Franklin. Up to the top of the key for Van Schuffelen for three. No, this time she's short. Rebound, McNeely, off to Jordan Beers. Still always looking for that next pass or shot. She's got a back up, pass over to the right for Fairchilds. Right back to Beers. Oh, on the floor it goes. It's going to be off Beers. No foul called, and Madison Zizzi and Jordan Beers collided, and both fell to the floor. The official says Oriskany ball. 11-point lead for the Lady Redskins with 2:42 to play in this contest. State semifinal on the line against Livingston Manor at a bright and early 9 a.m. Saturday. To the right side, Van Schuffelen. They're spreading it out now. No doubt they're taking time off the clock. 10 on the shot clock. Van Schuffelen to Madison Zizzi. Christina Grazade for three. No. Rebound by Haley Downen. Beers up the court again. Beers looking for her shot. You know she's getting all the attention. It's a forced shot missed. Rebound by Fairchild. She tries to outlet to Haley Downen. Stolen by Shannon Van Schuffelen. Van Schuffelen, easy bounce pass to Madison Zizzi. Cross the court to her sister Brandy. Back to Van Schuffelen, and again they spread it out. 1:50 to go, 11-point lead. Brandy gives it off to Van Schuffelen again. They're not even looking down underneath. Cross court to Grazade. Cross court again to the left side for Van Schuffelen, and the shot clock sounds. Angie Meese, the coach of Oriskany, probably not all that concerned. Still a minute 35, though, and when Jordan Beers has the ball in her hands, anything can happen. Beers to the left side. She'll spot up for three, and it's good. Well, they gave her space, and a timeout asked for by Mike Dutcher. We're going to step away because I need a drink of water. 47-39, Oriskany by 9 with a minute 28 to go. We'll get that final minute 28 here from Oneonta State as you're listening to the Section 4 versus Section 3 Class D Girls Quarterfinal on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
My name is Greg Davey. Voice still intact, at least for now. 47-39. The Lady Redskins of Oriskany leading the Lady Purple Devils of Franklin. Both teams come into this game unbeaten and rarely tested. But this time, it is Franklin being tested. Trailing by 8 after the 3-point shot made by Jordan Beers to give her a game-high 24. But again, the balance right now for Oriskany is winning out. Brandy Zizzi to Shannon Van Schuffelen. They're now in a man-to-man pressure situation. Beers stumbling, but Van Schuffelen doesn't take advantage. Van Schuffelen over the half-court line, and a foul call on Jordan Beers. Now, the problem with this, with a minute 17, that's only the first foul. That's only the first foul of this half for Franklin. There's no way they can commit this many fouls without time going off the clock. They've got to commit all 7 fouls just to get him to the line. That's on McNeely. Van Schuffelen, needing some help, goes high arc to Saul. She's wide open right side. Foul on the shot. Well, Jordan Saul was going to just milk some clock, but the path to the basket was so wide open. It's going to be 2 on McNeely. I mean, I've never seen a game with so little fouls called. Franklin had 1 foul called in the first half, or 2 rather. There have not been free throws shot by Oriskany since the first quarter. It is up and good for Jordan Saul, and she's made 3 out of 3. What a balanced effort. Brandy Zizzi, 14. Madison Zizzi, 8. 3 for Hohen, 5 for Grazade, who's their leading scorer. And Jordan Saul misses this one. Rebound by Haley Downen. I had the Beards. Beards going to push back and get two at the line. She started to go to the basket and pulled back. That's Madison Zizian, her second. Nobody's going to foul out of this game. Grazadeh has three, but it's been a while since she got her third. Beers missing from the line. This has to be one of the lowest free throw totals in a game I've ever done. Second shot is good. So Mike Dutcher calls another timeout. It looks like some of the lights might have gone off, or the sun went out. Sun went over the alumni fieldhouse windows. 1:05 to go, 48-40. It is a three-possession game, but only three fouls on Franklin after they just committed all three in about 6 seconds. It is no doubt a frustrating day for Franklin. Since the first quarter of 14-4, they have outscored Oriskany. They got to within 2 points twice in the third quarter at 33-31 and again 36-34. So, don't forget that three-pointer at the end of the third quarter by Shannon Van Schufflin. Put it up to 36-31. So here we go. Oriskany just going to dribble it out and see if they can get some fouls going. And there's another one on Mariah McNeely. That's three on her.
Franklin foul is on number 15, Mariah McNeely.
So somebody besides McNeely is going to have to start fouling. And the foul comes in to Grazadeh. And there's a foul called predictably on Kristen Heidenreich. That's her second. But the clock is under a minute now, 57.6 seconds to go. Still not a 1-1. That's only five as a team. The pass comes. Oh, I got it. Yeah, good call. Right, good call. Right into my hands. That's never happened. Ball tipped right into my hands. There's nearly a steal. The give and go to Grazadeh. She passed. No, she's going to go inside. Double dribble is the call. Well, they called it a travel, but it's actually a double dribble. Turnover anyway. So here we go. Jordan Beers waits for the ball to get to half court. Picks it up with 50 seconds to go. A shot here makes it a five-point game. Three-pointer short, and she's fouled on the shot. Number one, that stops the clock. Number two, that gives Jordan Beers three shots at the line, 48-40, with 46 seconds to go. All right, so the foul is on Jordan Saul with two. It's only the sixth foul on Oriskany. First shot is good. How close can Franklin get with 46 seconds to go? And how many timeouts does Mr. Mike Dutcher have in his pocket? Second shot is good. Down to 48-42. It's a two-possession game no matter what the result of this one is. Does she try to miss on purpose? No, she's going for it. And makes all three. 28. So here we go. And they will foul. Jordan Beers called for the foul. No, a timeout asked for by Angela Meese, the coach. 43.9 seconds to go. 48-43. And we'll take, no, we won't take a timeout. We're going to keep pushing our sponsors because that's what we like to do. Where did we leave off? I don't know. I'm all mixed up now. So anybody I say is getting a lot of mention here. So everybody's getting a lot of mention today. We appreciate that. Let's go with Belden Hill Golf Course of Harpersville, Eggley Machine Company of Sydney, Bang Insurance, Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, and Otigo Family Dental in... Oh, yeah, Otigo. The Franklin sponsors, let's name them off. Dawn's Deli, Shindello Federal Credit Union, Cohen and Frazier Builders, Bergen's Auto Service, we mentioned them twice, National Bank of Delaware County, Rich's Auto Body. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The long pass stolen by Marissa Cauley. Download of Beers, it's up, and it's good, and it's good. Oh, my. Oriskany tried a baseball pass to beat the press. There was nobody over half court. only Christina Grazadeh was close to half court. Whoever took it out, doesn't matter, because I'm not going to say a bad thing about this girl personally. The shot is missed, and Bears missed it on purpose, 45-48. She didn't need to miss it on purpose. The foul was called on Madison Zizzi. But anyway, the long pass came in short, and it was an easy steal for Marissa Cauley. She had the presence of mind not to force it. She went down to Jordan Bears, who scored from the left side underneath the basket and caught the foul on Madison Zizzi. Now, meanwhile, the seventh foul has finally arrived. Haley Downen finally gets called for her first foul. 30 points for Jordan Bears, but their team still trails by three. 32 seconds to go. It's now no longer time sensitive. But Shannon Van Shufflin gets a 1-1, and it's no good. It's Jordan Bears. Bears crossovers over from left to the middle, to the right now. 28 seconds to go. She passes to Cauley inside. It's no good, but she's fouled. Now Christina Grazadeh picks up her fourth foul, and now things get very interesting. Because being a one-possession game, all the comforts for Oriskany are done. Marissa Cauley gets two at the line right now. She is 0-for-6. First shot is no good, and Jordan Bears comes over, gives her five. She wants this one so bad to make it a two-point game with 25 seconds to go. Second shot is good. It finally drops for Marissa Cauley. And a foul will be called as Grazadeh holds the ball high over her head. She will be at the line, and I think Jordan Bears has picked up her second. Her third. I stand corrected. So at the line is Christina Grazadeh. She has not scored in the second half. She is 1-for-2, and this is a 1-1 with 22.6 seconds to go. 48-46, Oriskany has never trailed. Up and no good, in and out. Rebound to Downen, off to Bears. 48-46, 18 seconds to go. Bears way back to Downen. Downen from the top of the key is off. It's good, it's short. Rebound, Grazadeh. She's fouled by Cauley. 9 seconds to go. Well, they surrounded Jordan Bears, as you would expect. If you're not even here and you're wondering what's going to go on, of course they're going to give her all the attention. That means people are open. They went to Downen, and Downen looked behind her at the top of the key and saw Marissa Cauley, who missed the shot. Here's the final 1-1, and it's Grazadeh's chance. Her team leads by two. The shot is up and good. Now comes the biggest shot of her high school career. But it'll have to wait as Coach Mike Dutcher calls timeout. No, we're not leaving. 49-46. Actually, you know what? Let's take a 30-second timeout. 9 seconds to go, 49-46. Section 4 versus Section 3. The finale comes up on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, what a day this has been for two exciting games played in two totally different ways. Harpersville and Cooperstown had lead changes and ties throughout the ball game and finished with a survival by Harpersville by two. This game, Oriskany got out of the gate. Franklin took a long time to catch up, trailed by as many as 15, came back to trail by two. They now trail by three, and the best score for Oriskany, Christina Grazadeh, not the best score today, but for the season, gets a second shot. and it's no good. So here comes a one-possession game. Jordan Beers for three. No, it's an air ball. Well, you want the ball in the hands of your best player. And a timeout by Angela Meese, coach of Oriskany, who I am sure is now breathing a little bit easier, because when Beers puts up the shot, it's either going to be swish or something else is going to happen, and in this case, it just flew through and underneath the net. There was more time, but you can't second-guess the girl who scored 30 points today. 7 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 5 for 6 from the line for 30 points. A Herculean effort, a true Herculean effort. If it comes up short, it comes up short, but there's still 3.2 seconds to go. Remember the last time Oriskany was in this situation. It was a steal by Marissa Cawley, and she had the presence of mind to pass the ball at the last second to Jordan Beers for the old-fashioned three-point play. So here we go. The Zizzy sisters, Grazade, Van Schufflin, and Saul. They're going to set screens. They're going to go in. And there is a conclave, if you want to use a current term, with the Pope and everything. Conclave at the foul line. Can't believe I just said that. And it's now on the archives forever. Or it will be soon. That'll be Haley down in second foul. But again, mathematics, 49-46. Two shots coming, because that's the 10th foul on Franklin, all in the last 4 minutes of the game. First shot up and good by Jordan Saul. Second shot, now it's all mathematics, 1.7 to go. Jordan Saul up and good. And a steal by Madison Zizzy, and that'll do it. The game is over. Congratulations to the Oriskany Lady Redskins. Well, you might want to put the term survive in advance in this one, too. In a different way from Harpersville's version this afternoon. So Oriskany wins 51-46. What a game this was. What a game this was. Things that you figure on don't happen. Things you don't figure on happen. And let's hear it. Yeah, the PA announcer saying what I would like to say is let's hear it for these girls who played their hearts out for both sides. Incredible game. Incredible finish. 1, 2, 3. And we will... with all respect to Oriskany, we are going to give our awards to Franklin this afternoon based on the sponsorship and all. So let's go to our Pulse Game sponsors so I can add up the numbers during the break. NBT Bank, our Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. By Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDL. At Mang Insurance, please insure, or we insure your life. All right, take a break and come back, total it up, and let you know one more time about next week. So it is Section 4, Section 3, Class C and Class D. Incredible doubleheader with one more boys game to go right here in SUNY Oneonta. We'll take a break and be right back after this.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, the happy recap for Riskany with their quarterfinal win, taking them to Hudson Valley Community College. And they will take on Livingston Manor next Saturday at 9 a.m. And let's go over the scoring for the Oriskany Lady Redskins with 51 points. It was as balanced as you could ever hope for. And you know you've got a special day when your best scorer is not even in the top four. One, two, three, four. Yeah, she's the fifth top scorer of the day for Oriskany. And I'm talking about Christina Grazade, scoring just 6 points, hitting a one-and-one toward the end there to make that final margin. And they were led by Brandy Zizzi with 14 points, 4 three-pointers. Just to check her scoring average, she had 52 points total for the season. Assuming 21 games, that's 2 and change. She scored 14 today. Next on the list is Jordan Saul. She was 5 for 6 from the foul line. Had a strong first half, including 2 putback baskets in the second quarter to help keep that spread high there for Oriskany. Finishing with 11 points. Had 5 in the fourth quarter as well. But 11 points. She's averaging 5.8 and 6.7 assists. I'm not sure if she even had 2 or 3 assists today. She was hot from outside. Jordan Saul. I'm sorry, I had to look at the wrong name. Jordan Saul averages 10.5 a game. So that was perfect for the Oriskany Lady Redskins. My mistake. Shannon Van Shufflin, hot from the outside. 3 three-pointers in the second half. 9 points for her. She's averaging less than 6 points a game, but is the leader in three-pointers with 30. For Christina Grazade, Madison Zizzi, 8 points all in the first half. Madison Zizzi averages 7 points a game, so that held true. 8 points for her. Hannah Hohen with a three-pointer for 3. Christina Grazade, as I said, averaging 16.5 points a game and came up with 6 points in all. 10 two-pointers, 8 three-pointers. 8 three-pointers, 51 points in all. For the Franklin Lady Purple Devils, 46 points for them. Not enough, of course, today, but you can't fault Jordan Beers. 30 points for her, including 12 in the fourth quarter. They made that run, got up to 2 points again. 5 for 6 from the line, 3 three-pointers. 11 points for Marissa Cawley, and 5 points for Haley Downen. Marissa, unfortunately today, free throws not her specialty. 1 for 8 this afternoon, 0 for 2 for Mariah McNeely. 1 for 2 for Haley Downen. So they were 7 for 18 overall, matching Oriskany in 6 more attempts. 3 three-pointers, all from Jordan Beers, and 15 two-pointers for the 46 points. So Franklin ends the year with just the 1 loss. What a season they had. Most of their offense is back. Most of their players are back. It will be something to see if Jordan Beers, in her final attempt, can exactly do what she has set out to do, and that's they set out to win a Section 4 championship. They did that. They wanted to get that quarterfinal win and off to the Final Four. They were not able to do that today. Next year, she and Marissa Cawley will come back as seniors trying to do exactly that. So seniors Lindsay Hike, Haley Downen, and Kristen Heidenreich, two of them being starters, will part ways with the Franklin program and go on to bigger and better things. And they've got some players coming back, especially looking down the road there. Mariah McNeely is a starting freshman, and Paige Fairchilds, who got a lot of action today, is an eighth grader. But Oriskany plays on, starts 9 a.m. Saturday at Hudson Valley. They will take on the Livingston Manor team, and that could be a good game, 9 a.m., but our game will be at 12:30. It'll be lunchtime with the hoops. I don't know, high time at noon for hoops or something like that. We'll have to come up with a catchy name. Harpersville Hoops at 12:30 as they take on the winner of Alexander Hamilton and Friends Academy. Again, a 12:30 start on the air with the Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show at 12:15. My thanks to all those sponsors that came on board for today. Our regular season sponsors, Joe Gardner back at the station, Craig Stevens for running the whole show. There's one more game here, but I'm just going to enjoy the first half of it anyway before departing. Well done here at Oneonta. Love this location. Love the setup. Dave Giese, SUNY Oneonta, thank you to you as well. Nicely set up and well run by Section 4 as usual. All right, so for the state quarterfinal CND games, it's a yay for Harpersville. It's a nay for Franklin, but great games nonetheless. We thank Section 3 and Section 4 for putting on just a great basketball show for girls today. And we'll be back next week at 12:30. Until then, I'm Greg Davey for WCDO Radio Sports and WCDOSports.com. Bye-bye.